Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were taught that those who move in and live together are worse than a harlot, as they're not selling their body, they're just giving it away. Listen closely to this controversial subject as we study it today.
Living
with a man at the time in adultery without being married to him. Now, it's interesting because the Bible talks about the harlot, and we can say nothing good about the harlot. But this one was not selling her body, although she was moved in living with the man. Now, there's an English word that some think is a slut, is a slang word, but it is not a slang word. As a matter of fact, it has a definite meaning, and that is the word slut. And that's usually applied to a woman who just has these affairs and doesn't charge any money. And Ezekiel chapter 16 deals with that, where it talks about that woman being worse than the woman that sells herself, because she's just giving herself freely. And that's one of the things: a woman makes herself into a slut, something of a moral degenerate, when she has adulterous affairs. Well, that was said of the woman for so many years, but you know, in my mind, it's just as true of a man who has adulterous affairs. Now, in this situation, this woman thought that even living with a man, that wasn't bad enough. Now, God, as we just read in Exodus 19, verse 6, had said that he was making them a kingdom of priests and holy nation. Well, moving in and living with somebody's not holy, and she would have known that by the law if she had really studied it and thought on it. And it says, these are the words that you shall speak unto the children of Israel. So God actually chose Israel as a kingdom of priests and a holy nation to take the gospel to the world. We find out under the law in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11, that God said he had no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He is not willing, in our New Testament passage, or 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now remember, he is from everlasting to everlasting. Psalms chapter 90 says, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. He says, I am the Lord, I change not. What he was from everlasting, he will be to everlasting. He always was, always is, and always will be. God changeth not, we're told. So this has been his will, even before the foundation of the world, that all should come to repentance. However, because he created man after his image and gave him a free will, men either choose to accept or reject. God made Israel in that day, even before the wilderness wanderings really got strong underway, he made them to be a nation, a kingdom of priests, and holy nation. Why? Because priests speak to God for people and speak to people for God. And, you know, if you read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, you'll find out that the same thing is still true today. We are a holy priesthood, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. And we, too, are to take that gospel to a lost and dying world. they failed in that day, and they applied it to themselves, and our calling, our election, is that we are elected because we're born Jews to go to heaven. And today, as I said, back in the Catholic era, we found that people's Augustine started saying, we, the Catholic Church, are the ones elected to go to heaven. And now the Calvinists have said the same thing under John Calvin, who was a man who was responsible for putting many people to death in his city because they did not agree with him, or punishing them very severely. Now, having said all of that, and probably making some listeners already turn the radio off, those that want the truth are still with us, so let's continue from there. Again, now, let me say this. God has not replaced Israel. Matter of fact, after the rapture, he will raise up 144,000 Jews, 12,000 out of each tribe, single men who are virgins, and they will preach to the world the gospel of Jesus Christ beginning in Jerusalem. What I find so interesting about that, and so magnificent about that, is that as they preach, during that tribulation hour, when over half, I would say closer to 60 to 70% of the world's population dies in that 7-year tribulation period, these people are miraculously preserved. And so they go out and they preach the word. Now, having said that, I want you to see that as God chose Israel for taking the gospel to the world, he has chosen the local church, each individual Christian, to take the gospel to the world today. In Matthew chapter 28, beginning with verse 18, the Lord had said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So the Lord gave us a call. Now, God often warned Israel about her ignoring her call, about her ignoring the holiness of God, the standards that God laid out for her. She had turned to a fleshly religion, still calling herself the people of God, but very fleshly. And so, finally, God had to send her into captivity, and she lost all that she had. Well, God warns the local church today as well, and we as Christians, for we're told in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, if the world hated you, you know it hated me before it hated you. No, when you think of that, and that's what Jesus said. Now, you go back here to 1 Peter 4:17, 18. He says, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Now, I use that from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 18. So Jesus said, hey, they hated me, they'll hate you. Now, when he says, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, people went away from doing God's will, God's way. They went away from being Christ-like, although they're saved, because they did not like the world's persecution. They wanted the world's acceptance. So he says, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and it begin first at us. What shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Now, we're warned that we shall suffer persecution. As 2 Timothy 3, 12 and 13, for all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, and evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So, as the days grow darker, we'll find that, well, evil increases, hatred of God increases, hatred of Jesus Christ, His Word, all of that will increase. And I started to read that to you just a moment ago in John chapter 15. Let me read that entire passage. John 15, 18 through 21. Then I'll jump to John 16, verse 2 and verse 33. He says, in John 15, verse 18, if the world hate you, you know it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Think of that. You're not of the world, but I've chosen you. That is, Christ has chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hateth you. Why are local churches and pastors, preachers, and individual Christians trying to make themselves sound, look, and be like the world today? When God says we're not of the world, and if we were of the world would love his own, and the world loves those churches because they're not of the Lord. They only use the Lord's name, which the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he calls it another Jesus, not the Jesus of the Bible. He's chosen us out of the world, and therefore the world hateth us. Now in verse 20, he says, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they'll also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. Now in John chapter 16 and verse 2, they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will thinketh that he do God service. Now, think about that. They'll put him out of the synagogues, which they did, and today it's out of the local church, and people trying to run off that preacher that preaches the word as it is to men as they are will think, well, if we can get that pastor out of here, our church is so much better off. Then we can bring in this music, we can break down the dress standard, we can go ahead and open ourselves up to so many other things that the world does, and that way, when Super Bowl time gets here, instead of having to hear about it from the pastor, we can sit at the church and have it on a big screen and enjoy it and all the sights thereof. Yes, that's the modern filthy church where judgment will begin. Verse 33 says, these things have I spoken to you that ye might have peace. Now in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now it's interesting. In verse 6 we saw the terror of darkness. But now, as we look at the enemy,
this is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
Foundation for the Bible stands. Bible.